childhood, my second family. I was so shocked and cheerful. To make matters worse, it was only a month before the wedding. To cancel everything would have been more than $5,000. Desperately, we resent our invites and asked people to donate what they could. I mean, seriously, people, what is $1,000? What is $1,500? Clearly, not a lot.
Two months' rent?
It would be quite manageable and within budget. I've heard of people asking for worse. We only set up a GoFundMe. That only got us $250. At this point, we were exhausted, tired. I yelled at my ex. I became unraveled. I realized my dream wedding was becoming a nightmare. I'm going to skip over a bit of this because we are running out of time. There is another line in here that I absolutely have to get at.
While you're looking for it, I just want to say I want to meet this girl just so that I can recognize the worst person on the planet.
How could someone
when
who
I
offered
encounter
me,
her in the world?
How could someone who offered me all caps thousands of effing dollars then deny me my promised money and then tell me to shift down my budget? She knows my effing dream was a blowout wedding. I just wanted to be a Kardashian for a day and then live my life like a normal. I called her a filthy, effing, poor excuse of a friend and hung up. That's her maid of honor, by the way. She ends with this. Friendly reminder to you C-words. Don't think you own me. I am cutting all you snakes off. I am living my life alone now. I only let in those I believe have good intentions. The first response to this... The first response to this, author unknown, I have no words. You're out of your mind,
yeah.
Susan.
Seriously. I mean, what's that terrible show? Bridezillas or something. But there was one where they did ask people for money, but it was like they paid for the wedding and then were like, hey, we didn't register anywhere. Just put stuff in envelopes. Like, that's different than being like, hey, guys, you can only come if you give us a grand.
On the Town with Mikey D is going to start right now. Until until next time. She is Shay Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Thank you. talent is wasted.
Oh, it's so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another Wednesday night at WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Is it hot enough for you? Holy crap, right? I took a shower and I was like, why did I even bother, right? So we have an awful lot of rock and roll to get to tonight. We do not have a live band tonight. We usually do. Pretty much always do. But not tonight. And not to fear, though. 3 hours of local rock and roll. I believe I called it an opportunity to play a metric ton of local rock music. Because that's why we're all here tonight. Starting everything off will be the Silver Mirrors. They have an EP out. It was out, you know, out in 2016, but still in our little pile of goodies. Where did I go? It's always fun to like start the show with someone else's board on the all queued up. But we are ready now. Silver Mirrors with their song Sunshine Space. All right, this is awesome. This is the awesomest. So we're going to pull everything out and try it again. So how has your day been going? This is basically, essentially, my day in a nutshell. You start one thing, it's not working the way you think it is, and then you go and start it again. It's happened at work. It's happened at home. It's been pretty fascinating. Everything has been just a little less than stellar, but that's all right. Ooh, we have a brand new CD player apparently, so some things have changed. Exciting. So we're gonna try one more time. Silver Mirrors and their song Sunshine Space.
playing on hard chords. No six string smash left in 84. You know I'm dressed like I'm mourning each noon and night. I just keep my head down, way out of sight. The norm, suburbanites swarm in your chloroform stance, going dance in a trance. With your anesthetized smiles, like I can't object when your lily white laughter burns a hole up my neck. Your limitations, you got anorexia in your imagination. Now Johnny's a man and he don't explode, he just seals off his rage and lets it erode.
Cadillac stone, I like them battle axes, I wanted them to be. Oh, when I get through it, and talk. You spoke a foreign language. You saw me at the border, said, what do you declare? I looked and saw that it was a waste, taking it out of slow pace. You should have catched it in the face. Nobody. We're gonna get through it and we're gonna be done. We're gonna be over quick, we're gonna be done with it.
Yes, the party has begun. It's in full swing. Did you notice? We are totally swinging now. We just heard the Abby Barrett with her latest CD is called That Shame, and we just heard Get Up and Go. Before that, we heard from The Barneys, Somerville's own The Barneys. From their 92 release, Harder Please, we heard Go Fast. Before that was The Blackjacks with That's Why I Always Dress in Black, one of my favorite songs. And we started our set off with The Silver Mirrors with Sunshine Space.
and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. Ta-da! I'm Joellen. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on this insanely hot night. It seems ridiculous how hot it has been this month. Am I right? Totally right. I know I'm right. I don't even need your approval. I know that I'm right. So, it's nuts. And I even sat home and worked at home without air conditioning on my back porch just to enjoy a little bit more. I don't know why. It seemed like a cool idea at the time. I did like it, though. It was a little breezy. A nice hot breeze. All right, so we're going to play some more music, I think. Maybe with a little bit of a country thread going through. We'll see if that actually works out. First up is the band Say Darling, and we're going to hear their song, Lights.
Sometimes I wonder, will I ever do it right? Living in the city and trying to make this life. Well, I'm holding on in my own private cell, sitting here in the spotlight at the bottom of a well. But the people in these bars with their hollow eyes, oh, they don't even see me, they don't even try. So turn on the light, baby, I don't wanna sing my last songs to the bottom of this bottle. About a different life, sitting in a room all papered in white. Oh, the edges are straight, but there's no taste to the wine. Oh, the only life I could live is the life I've been trying. But the Will I ever do it right? Living in the city, trying to make this life.
Comes from Cranston. So lock your shutters and lock your doors. The city center He's back in Cranston. Ah, he's come to settle up the score. Cranston City, Cranston City, say goodnight and say your prayers. Cranston City, Cranston City, say goodnight. Say your prayers. Need I remind the folks of Cranston to know your Bible well? The city sinner, he sits up there. He sits on Laurel Hill. Ah, the sinner, he doesn't come from Knightsville. He's not from Olneyville. Come back to Cranston if you dare. Come back to Laurel Hill. Say goodnight and say your prayers. Cranston City, Cranston City, say goodnight and say your prayers. They got a problem now in Cranston. Settle up the score. And there was this man, he came down here, and he had this little bird that would just chew upon his ear. And this was a rumor bird, and he had bad intentions, but he spoke so loud that no one truly heard. And he said, and I, he's not in Pawtucket. And he said, and I know he's not down in Knightsville. And he said, and I know he's not in Woonsocket. Oh Lord, he said, the Cranston City Center, he sits on top of Laurel Hill. Cranston City, Cranston City, say goodnight. Say your prayers.
And there we have a vaguely country-ish flavored set, kind of. Oops, did I not do that? I did not. My goodness. All right, so what we just heard was the Weistronauts. Their latest release is called Flat Bottom Cold Greaser. And we heard Nervous Ernie. Before that was the Blackstone Valley Sinners with Cranston Sinner off of their 2002 release, It's a Sin. There's a lot of sin involved with these guys, apparently. This is a band that Rich Gilbert was in. He is now down in Nashville doing his thing. So a bit of an evolution from Human Sexual Response and the Zulus, Blackstone Valley Sinners to Nashville. Interesting, right? Before that, we heard from Say Darling with their song Lights, and their EP came out last year. And that's, I think, where we started. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. All right, so now is the time for a shameless plug. On September 8th, you are going to get to hear this next band, Roy Sludge, playing at the Blooms Brews and Barbecue out in Hopkinton, Mass. It's awesome. I did go there last year, and it is awesome. It's very fun. There's a bunch of trucks that come and make all this awesome barbecue, and there's a bunch of breweries that show up and let you buy beer. It's a wonderful combination, and wonderful bands that are going to be playing. So you want to go. You do. It's a lovely day activity. And like I said, this next band is going to be playing later in the day. And we're going to check them out now, I think. Of course, I always start talking, then I forget what CD player I put anything in. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I should probably figure that out. Yeah, so we're just going to play one, because there's too many songs and I can't read at the same time as I talk. So check out Roy Sludge right now.
My way is to Boston, the only town I ever got lost in. Well, I wound up going the wrong way on a one-way street when a big old Mass state trooper I did meet said, "Back the truck up, or I'll lock you up. Well, your papers are out of date, and you're keeping me here too late. I won't say it again. Just back the truck up." Lucky to be alive. Well, I got wedged under an overpass, and then I got stuck. I guess that I've done run out of luck. Well, back the truck up, or I'll lock you up. Well, your papers are out of date, and you're keeping me here too late. I won't say it again. Just back the truck up. Just back the truck up. Just back the truck up.
tried to give you my last dime. You said you wanted more and I had to go and wait in line. Swear I'm gonna find you, yeah, I'm gonna find you how. Yeah, I'm gonna find you how, I'll find you how. I've been thinking about you.
Oh, heard my baby lied when she said I was the one. There's silver stains on the things that I once thought of her love. You better run when the push comes to shove. I come up from work and there's somebody there. She looks at me like she don't believe. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that she wanna leave. My baby lied when she said I was the only one for her. My baby lied when she said I was the one. There's silver stains on the things that I once thought of her love. You better run when the push comes to shove. Na 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 na. I come home from work and there's somebody there. She looks at me like she just don't care. I turn her away but she fancies me. I can't believe that she took this dare. My baby lied when she said I was the only one for her. My baby lied when she said I was the one. There's liver stains on the things that I once thought of her love. You better run when the push comes to shove.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, I'm back. It's Joellen. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And you know, I have often handed my phone to one of my kids in the car and said, hey, can you just text for me? It's really hysterical because they're way better at it than I am, but still, it's just kind of embarrassing. But necessary. Be safe while you're driving. Don't be an idiot. We just had a lovely set. Let me remind you what we all just listened to. We just heard Buffalo Tom with September Shirt coming off of their Three Easy Pieces CD that was released in 2007. They recently played out on the Boston Common at the Wicked Good Festival, and they were wicked good. They were totally wicked good, you guys. It was awesome. So that was great. And they did play that song, September Shirt. So that's why I played it right now. Before that was Frigate with My Baby Lied, coming off of Blow Me Down. Yes, a 2001 release. I used to play the crap out of that song way back when. When is that Frigate reunion going to be happening, I wonder? People. It's reunions are the thing. Everyone's reuning these days. So I don't see why Frigate shouldn't. Okay, or it's just me. Before that, we heard from Strange Ways with North Star. It's coming off of their Race Car Courage release that came out in 2016. Matt York was before that with September's Coming Soon, because it is, like, this weekend. That's how soon it's coming. His Between the Bars CD was released last year. And we started the set off, I think, with Roy Sludge, or maybe we ended this previous set with Roy Sludge. I can't remember. But we heard from the song we played from Roy Sludge was Back the Truck Up, coming off of Too Drunk to Truck. And they are really fun. If you want to see them playing out live, they are playing constantly. Next weekend, though, out with several bands, The Rationals, Cold Expectations, who am I forgetting? F-tones. The F-Tones, yes. Thank you. My lovely assistant, Steve, kind of remind me what's going on here. And Roy Sludge. So it's an action-packed day of music. Yes, it is. All right. So speaking of music, we should get right back to it, I think. Yes. Watts is a rock and roll band that is awesome. And they have a EP out now called All Done With Rock and Roll, but we're not playing the title track, because I don't do things like that. Jesus, did I do this right? Hey. Yep, I did do it right. Okay. So we're going to actually play the last track, because why not? It's called Tear It Up, and this is by Watts.